Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Gaza's right is greater than its day of wrath. All Muslims everywhere, you going out to the streets, your marches and your calls for strikes and civil disobedience, confirm that you have not forgotten Gaza and its pain, nor have you grown accustomed to the scene. You have not accepted to live your lives while the enemy grows more brutal. You have not accepted the position of the rulers, which has risen from betrayal to complicity and complicity in the crime. Gaza has become caught between a siege and killing that leaves no room for life, while it is only a stone's throw from its brothers. To the angry Muslims in the streets, Gaza's right over you is greater than just a day of demonstration or strikes. Gaza's right over you is greater than simply condemning and demanding an end to the aggression. Gaza's right over you is greater than lifting the siege and allowing the entry of food, medicine, and shrouds. The right of the people of Gaza over you is that you remove their enemy from them, cut off the hand of sin that has extended against them, and sever the supply lines of their killing that pass through the lands of Islam. The right of Gaza, which Allah is pleased with from you, is that your soldiers mobilize like the sincere mujahideen toward liberation. The right of Gaza over you is that you do not stop until you see the army barracks rise up and empty of their occupants, and they turn their faces towards Al-Aqsa Mosque, remembering Allah and pounding the enemy strongholds with their artillery and aircraft until they are liberated. The right over you is that you do not return until you have brought down the treacherous, conspiring regimes that aided in the killing of your brothers and sisters and opened their airspace to Jewish aggression against the Levant and Yemen. These criminal rulers have prevented armies from waging jihad in the cause of Allah and prevented them from supporting their brothers and liberating their first Qibla. They had previously clothed you in fear and hunger, allowed your homes to be invaded by your enemies, and fought you for your religion and your worldly affairs. Gaza's right over you is that you reject every solution to the Palestinian issue except the solution of liberation, and that you denounce all the traitors, initiatives, and proposals of the client rulers and call for jihad in the way of Allah and for true victory that will uproot the entity of those who have been wrathful. Gaza calls on you to bring the soldiers of the Islamic Ummah into the courtyards of Al-Aqsa Mosque, glorifying Allah. There is no absolution from the blood of Gaza except by doing so. If you do so, you will be the soldiers of Allah through whose hands He bestows His victory. Allah Almighty says, فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يُغْلَبْ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا الذين آمنوا يقاتلون في سبيل الله والذين كفروا يقاتلون في سبيل الطاغوت فقاتلوا أولياء الشيطان إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا.
Let those who would sacrifice this life for the hereafter fight in the cause of Allah. And whoever fights in Allah's cause, whether they achieve martyrdom or victory, we will honor them with a great reward. And what is it with you? You do not fight in the cause of Allah. And for oppressed men, women, and children who cry out, Our Lord, deliver us from this land of oppressors. Appoint for us a savior. Appoint for us a helper. All by your grace. Believers fight for the cause of Allah, whereas disbelievers fight for the cause of the devil. So fight against Satan's evil forces. Indeed, Satan's schemes are ever weak.
Hizb al-Tahrir, the blessed land of Palestine.